Is there a lunar eclipse coming up on February 10th? Somebody said so during the excellent WAMC Vox Pop, the Science Forum. But it's not true. And the reason it can be confusing is that lunar eclipses, well, they can be very special and very bewildering. Now, a solar eclipse is different. The moon passes in front of the sun and partially blocks it out, or sometimes completely blocks it out. If you don't have the sun in your sky at that time, if it's nighttime, of course, there's not going to be a solar eclipse. But a lunar eclipse requires a whole bunch of things to happen. Not only must the moon be out, but it must also be nighttime. And that's stranger than it seems, because every other lunar phase, the half moon, the crescent moon, the gibbous moon, can be seen in the daytime. We've all seen the moon out in the blue sky in the daytime, but not the full moon. The full moon is the only phase that never appears by day. So when a lunar eclipse is happening, if you don't have the moon in your sky at that time, there won't be an eclipse for you. Then there's another factor. There are different kinds of shadows that the Earth casts. We have a dark umbral shadow, and if the moon goes into that, then it's a partial lunar eclipse. If the moon goes completely into our umbral shadow, then it's a total lunar eclipse, and the moon turns coppery red, and that's pretty cool. It's a great event. But we also cast an outer penumbral shadow, and if the moon goes into that, well, the full moon really doesn't change. It looks pretty much the same. Maybe there's a little bit of slight duskiness on the side of the moon, but you would really not notice that an eclipse is in progress. And that's what's happening coming up on February 10th, the penumbral eclipse. So if you looked at the moon at that time around 8 o'clock at night, you wouldn't see a thing. Later on this year, on August 7th, we'll have another so-called lunar eclipse, but that happens during the day and the moon won't be out. Next year, we'll have two supposed eclipses, but both of those are happening in the day. So we really have to wait for 2019 for our next lunar eclipses. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.